Welcome back to the third and final segment of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. Ms. Sarah Given, last week you took some of your students to C2C. It's a community conversation, Taran Liu project, and also with the Partners for Rural Impact held here in Mexico. Basically, kind of the importance of taking the students over to hear some of these conversations that were going on.
Yeah, it was an awesome experience. I had four students that I took, April Mills, Kyria Anderson, Will Soss, and Michaela Sperling. And we really had a good time and a really good discussion, not just during the event, but after the event. We talked about it in the car ride and back in the classroom. And it was great for the students to be heard. And one of the things that I think they brought up and they were asked at the meeting was if they felt heard as students in our community, and the answer was pretty much collectively no. And so that really seemed to intrigue Mike at the meeting. He was running the meeting with Carrie Farrar, and he asked a lot of great questions of the kids to get their perspective.
As a matter of fact, we have one of the students who attended C2C last week. We'll have you introduce yourself, if you will.
Hello, I'm Kyria Anderson.
And what grade are you at here in the high school?
I'm in 12th grade.
You are a senior, as a matter of fact, so you will be graduating here in May. Let's talk a little bit about those C2C conversations. It was intriguing to me to see how many community members attended this, but I'm curious to get your viewpoint as a student at the Mexico High School. Did you feel like you were heard at that meeting, first off?
At the meeting, yes, I feel like we were definitely heard because the questions that was asked, we got to put our input, and each time we went around the tables and got our time to speak and stuff, it was very nice. And we got feedback back as well during the community conversations.
Absolutely. Do you mind if I ask, are you going to be attending college whenever you graduate here at MHS?
Yes, sir. I'll be attending Lincoln University.
Okay. And what do you plan on majoring in?
Accounting.
Yeah. So I guess the next question is, would you plan on staying in Mexico and maybe taking an accounting job here, or do you plan on moving somewhere else?
Well, I plan on living in Jefferson City, but I have family here, so I'll be here often. So.
Okay. After graduation, what would you tell people about Mexico as it is right now? What are some selling points for Mexico, if you will?
I would say Mexico is a great community place. From my personal experience, I feel like it's a great community. They welcome us in open arms, and it's just very homey. Like, because I come from a big city, so it's nothing like, I've seen nothing like this. The community is very involved, and they want to see you succeed, especially at this school. They hold your hand, they walk you through things. I like it. Like, yeah.
If you could have a one-on-one meeting with Coach Liu, what would you tell him are some of the things that you would like to see come to Mexico to make this a better place for kids and for people who live in this community?
More activities for like students, like whether it's like a little play area or like a gathering area for the students, because we don't see none of that. And I would just ask him for him to show guidance, like help us within the community as well, because I see him do a lot of work. So.
Very nice. Well, I appreciate you giving us your perspective of, things that are going on here in Mexico, and especially over at C2C and those community conversations. Certainly appreciate that. We're going to kind of end this segment of Meet the Community this morning with Ms. Given. We always ask the wild card question at the end. You're going to be retiring at the end of the year. If there's one place in the world that you would go and be able to visit in retirement that's on your bucket list, where's that place at?
Oh, that's a great question. My husband and I plan to go to Europe and spend a month or two there visiting all of our exchange daughters. We've had 5 different exchange daughters and several exchange friends throughout the years of my teaching, and so that is definitely on my bucket list. But before, I'm going to put a shameless plug in. We have a wonderful group of former students who are putting on a community event on April 6th. It's a Saturday. It'll be in the evening, I believe at 7. And they called me up and they told me they had this great idea. and they want to celebrate 30 years of theater at Mexico High School. So we have a bunch of former students coming in to perform different scenes from all the shows I've directed, and we're going to raise money for scholarships. So keep that in mind, April 6th at Mexico High School.
That is going to be very awesome. We're looking forward to that for sure, and we'll be talking more about that on KXCO in the coming weeks. I certainly appreciate you both taking some time out with us today, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, we will have another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXCO.